Welcome to Engender Love. I'm your host, Dr. Shannon Punsey. Join me as we discuss all things gender so you can better connect with those around you. So let's get started as we engender love. When my 16-year-old son was in preschool, I remember one time, I don't remember what brought it up, but I remember him one time at the dinner table making the comment that pink was for girls. Now, I'm going to be very honest with you. This is before I had any sort of coaching background. This was over 10 years ago, and I had not learned what I know now about gender. And at the same time, at that time, I did know that I had a problem with people assigning gender to a color. Always have. And so I panicked because I felt like, what happened? I didn't teach you this. Why are you saying this? And I quickly corrected him. Nope, that's not true. Pink is not for girls. Anybody can like pink. I don't really care for pink, and I am a girl, and there are people who identify as boys who like pink. So right away went into correcting and lecturing, and it's not how I would handle it now, if I'm being really honest with you. Like now, I tend to handle it more by asking questions. Well, tell me, how is that true? I'd ask questions, why do you think pink is for girls and things like that? That's how I'd handle it now, but it's not how I handled it then, in full transparency. Now, my husband, on the other hand, just very calmly told him that anybody could like or wear any color and had nothing to do with how they identified. And that's really all he said. And then he let me know he just needed to run an errand after dinner, and he ran to the nearby department store. He bought himself a pink Oxford. And he wore it to work the very next day. That is one of the reasons I love him. Anyway, this whole exchange really made me question this idea of like, where does it even come from? Where does the idea that pink is for girls and blue is for boys come from? Because I find that a lot of people right now are so married to this idea to the point where it almost seems like people think it's innate. That girls innately like pink and boys innately like blue. And like I said, I didn't really care for pink. I loved purple. I still love purple. If you ever see me, you know that to be true. Especially in my younger years, I didn't really like the color pink at all. So where did it come from? Is it innate? Is it this innate thing? And so I began to look into it. And I would argue, and we'll see if you agree with me by the end of this podcast, I would argue that no. Colors are not innately gendered. Like most girls loving pink is not something genetically there. It is socialization. It is programmed there. So let's take a look back and let's see if you agree with me. So if you look back through history, there were no colors assigned to gender until after World War II. So prior to World War II, it was very common for all children, all babies, to wear white gowns. And once kids started kind of getting more towards walking, then they would wear short white dresses. In fact, if you can Google this and take a look, but there's a famous picture from the Smithsonian of Franklin Delano Roosevelt at around the age of 2. And in this portrait of him, he has long hair, he's wearing a white dress, and he has black Mary Jane patent leather shoes. And this was typical of what all kids and babies wore. Now, why is that the case? Well, first off, it's economical. Every child you have can wear the same clothes. Secondly, from a laundry perspective, bleach was the only thing they had to take out stains. Kids get a lot of stains, especially during the diaper era and the feeding era, etc. So white was the better color because you could clean it with bleach. And then the other part was access to diapers. It was much easier to access diapers with a dress. So that is part of what came to be of why that was. Now, somewhere around the mid-19th century, pastel colors were introduced as baby colors. However, they were not gendered, meaning that two of those pastel colors among the variety were pink and blue, but they were not gender specific. So any baby could be seen wearing any of the pastel colors. But as I mentioned, due to laundry purposes, most people just dress their babies in white because they could clean the stains. The first mention that we are aware of gendering colors was in 1918 in Earnshaw's infant department. And what they wrote in 1918 is the general accepted rule is pink is for boys and blue is for girls. The reason is that pink, being a more decided and stronger color, is more suitable for the boy, while blue, which is more delicate and dainty, is prettier for the girl. And there were other publications from manufacturers of children's clothes trying to assign color for certain characteristics. So, not just gender, like Earnshaw tried in 1918 and it didn't really take off, but also a lot of trade publications would say, like, blue should be for blondes and pink should be for brunettes, or blue should be for blue-eyed babies and pink should be for brown-eyed babies, regardless of gender. And even in 1927, in Time magazine, there was a printed survey of multiple US stores and asking them regarding which color should each gender wear. And about 60% ascribed to the idea that pink was for boys and that blue was for girls. Some of the reason was that pink was a shade of red and more aggressive and stronger color. In those stores that felt that way, there was like Filene's and Marshall Field's, but this really didn't take off still. Like I mentioned, it wasn't until after World War II in the 1940s that colors began subscribed, and it's really unclear how or why that came to be. Some believe, and we don't know this for certain, but some believed that around that time, Henry Huntington, who was a millionaire, had acquired two 18th century paintings. One was called The Blue Boy, and one was called Pinky. And in The Blue Boy, there was a boy wearing blue clothes. And in Pinky, there was a girl wearing pink clothes. And some people believe that those two pieces of art were part of the reason, but we don't really know. What we do know is after World War II, there was a push for women to go back to the homes, because remember, during World War II, many of them took jobs in factories while men were off fighting. And so, to push them back into the homes and to reestablish their role as housewives, there was a push for more feminine clothing, more frills, more things like that. And they began to gender clothes as well. So little girls were now dressed like their mothers in dresses, and little boys were dressed more like their fathers in shirts and shorts and pants. And so at that time, as people were trying to really narrow in gendered clothing, that is when the colors of pink and blue began to be adopted. So around 1950. Prior to that, no such thing. Prior to that, children and babies, because of that pastel era, could be seen, even at the time of those paintings that I mentioned that are sometimes credited for what color was assigned to each gender. Even at that time of those paintings, any gender baby would be wearing blue or pink. But at some point, somewhere, someone decided. And from a capitalistic perspective, it was brilliant. To assign gender to clothes would lead to less hand-me-downs if you had children assigned different things at birth. It would lead to greater amount of purchases of clothes. So that's where it was. But we didn't really see the pink and blue for babies until about the 1980s. And the reason was ultrasound. It was around the mid-1980s that more ultrasounds were being done. We could do ultrasounds a little bit before that, but started taking off that more prenatal ultrasounds were performed. And so people were starting to find out what the anatomy of their babies were going to be, and they're thus leading to what most likely those babies were going to be assigned at birth. And so then people were starting to purchase pink clothes or blue clothes. And there was a great boom in that industry that not only clothes, but high chairs, bedding, all baby gear was all of a sudden purchased in pink or blue. And then new stuff would be purchased for the following children if there were more. So if you think about it, the whole concept of colors being gendered was a marketing ploy. It was a way to sell more things by making them more exclusive in theory. So that is why I do not believe there is any sort of innate programming in any of us to be drawn to pink or to blue. And like I said, for me, my favorite color my entire life has never wavered. It has always been purple, a combination of the two. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Engender Love. If you have more questions, visit my website at engenderlove.com. You can contact me, sign up for my newsletter, or schedule a time to meet and see how I can support you. Have a great week and continue to engender love.